Hello and welcome. Picture this. You're walking down a street you've driven 1,000 times, and suddenly you hear a story about a baker who kept the neighborhood fed during a long winter, or a jazz band that used to rehearse in that garage on the corner. The street doesn't just look different. It feels different. That's the power of storytelling in local history. It turns places into people and facts into a feeling you can carry home. I've spent years alongside educators, museum curators, and community organizers across the country. I've taught this to hundreds of people whose job is to spark engagement. And the same lesson comes up again and again. Storytelling isn't a bonus. It's the bridge from dusty archives to living, breathing conversations. When we tell stories, the past stops being a list of dates and becomes something personal, something that shapes who we are today. Let me bring you into a few moments. In Colorado, a project called The Italians invited people to tell their own histories, blending old photos, family letters, and voices recorded today. You hear someone's nonna describe stepping off the train with one suitcase, then see her handwriting on a recipe card that fed a neighborhood. Suddenly, it's not Italian-American history in the abstract. It's a kitchen, a table, a voice. When communities interpret their own heritage, they see themselves, and so do their neighbors. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, military families recorded and shared their stories. If you've ever loved someone who served, you know the quiet heroism, missed birthdays, late-night phone calls, the way a uniform hangs on a chair like a promise. Capturing those stories didn't just preserve history. It strengthened family bonds and built a support network. Younger kids could hear a parent's voice and understand a little more. Neighbors found language for gratitude that goes beyond thank you for your service. Stories built a bridge where silence had stood. In Detroit, storytelling surfaced histories pushed to the margins. Immigrant communities, Black Americans, Indigenous peoples. When those stories take their rightful place, something powerful happens. People see proof that they belong. History becomes more accurate, more vibrant, and more useful. It stops being a museum you visit once and becomes a mirror you live with every day. Stories don't just honor the past, they help us face the future. In California and New England, environmental storytelling links old land use patterns and weather diaries to what people are seeing now. Hear how a river used to flood every spring, or how a forest was managed by fire a century ago. And today's climate challenges stop feeling like a mystery and start feeling like a conversation. Stories turn data into decisions, and storytelling connects the local to the big picture. Programs like the Smithsonian's History Explorer help students and families see how a one-room schoolhouse, a factory, or a bus stop ties into national stories we all recognize. It's like someone pulls back a map and you realize, my town isn't a dot on the edge of the page. It's a chapter in a larger book. Here's another shift I've seen again and again. When people can add their own voices, upload a photo, record a memory, leave a comment, engagement doesn't just go up, it stays up. Think of it as a communal jar on the counter. If it's just for looking, it collects dust. If you can put something in, you keep coming back to see what's been added. Community storytelling platforms turn audiences into co-authors, and that changes everything. All of this points to a simple truth. Storytelling humanizes history. It gives us characters we care about, details we remember, emotions that stick. And that matters even more in the United States, where local history is complex and sometimes contentious. Stories make it possible to sit in the same room with different truths and talk to each other. They soften the edges without sanding away the facts. Research backs this up. Picture two towns side by side. In the one where local history shows up in schools, libraries, and parks, where people hear their neighbors' stories, folks tend to show up more for each other. They volunteer more, talk to their city council, and greet each other at the farmers market. Humanities research keeps telling us active local history often goes hand in hand with stronger civic life and a deeper sense of well-being. Why is this especially important in the United States? Because we're not one story, we're many. From tribal nations to colonial towns, steel hubs to tech corridors, each community has its own rhythm. National narratives can blur the details. Local stories put the texture back. When we tell them well, people feel seen. Pride and belonging become part of daily life, not just parade gay slogans. Stories bridge generations and cultures. I've watched elders describe a neighborhood dance hall where everyone learned the same steps, and teenagers listen like they're being handed a map. I've seen new residents sit with longtime neighbors and realize they share more than a zip code. Stories turn the town square into a living room. They also open the door to more inclusive histories. When we intentionally seek voices that have been left out, immigrants, farm workers, indigenous leaders, families who watch their block change overnight, we get closer to the truth. And better stories lead to better decisions. If a city council hears how a corner store kept a community fed during a crisis, zoning choices start to look different. If a school board hears how a bus route changed a generation's access to jobs, transportation debates feel personal. Storytelling isn't fluffy. It's how values enter the room. Now, if you're thinking, this sounds great, like, do I need a Hollywood budget or a PhD? No, you need curiosity, patience, and a willingness to listen. Start with one conversation. Ask, what's a place in town that holds a memory for you? What object in your house would tell a story if it could talk? Don't stress about production quality. Aim for real over perfect. A voice memo recorded at a kitchen table can carry more truth than a polished documentary that never leaves the studio. When in doubt, think like a neighbor, not a broadcaster. Invite people to add their piece, a photo from the family album, a recipe, a postcard, a ticket stub. Host a story night at the library, where everyone brings one object and the tale behind it. Pair teenagers with elders and watch the questions ignite. Set up a simple digital map where folks can pin memories to streets and buildings. Small sparks make big fires. And remember to connect the dots. Tie a story from your block to a bigger theme. Maybe your local creek shaped a neighborhood, and that connects to the American story of waterways and industry. Maybe a small protest at your town hall echoes the national fight for voting rights. When people see how their backyard fits into the broader landscape, they stand a little taller. If you're a teacher or a museum professional, you already know this. Stories are how we learn best. If you're a community organizer, stories are how people choose to show up. And if you're a curious person who loves where you live, stories are how you fall in love all over again. The practical how-to, the nuts and bolts of finding, crafting, and sharing these stories, and how to measure what's working, that's in the written guide. But before you head there, I want to leave you with this picture. Imagine your town as a quilt. Some squares are bright and well-worn, passed down for years. Others are tucked at the edges, barely seen. Storytelling is the stitching. It holds the pieces together, keeps the warmth in, and makes room for new patches as your community grows. When you tell a story, you're adding strength to the seam. So the next time you pass a mural, pause, ask who painted it, and why those colors. The next time you see a plaque, don't just read the date. Wonder about the people who stood there. And the next time a neighbor starts with, you know, back when, lean in. That's the sound of history becoming home. We're going to dive deeper into what makes a great local history story in the U.S., which formats and platforms help it travel, and how you can tell if it's making a difference. But you don't have to wait for perfect conditions. Start with one voice. Start with yours. Your town already has a heartbeat. Storytelling simply helps everyone hear it.